Refugee resettlement will stop in the U.S. for 4 months under President Donald Trump's second executive order on immigration. Resettlement activity has already started slowing down in some cities, though. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty checked in with one family recently arrived in Pennsylvania.
Syrian refugee Aymad Dinajer is getting his Social Security paperwork from his resettlement caseworker. This means Aymad's job search can begin 2 weeks after he arrived in Lancaster with his wife, Manwa Hailani, and their three children from Aleppo. Aymad and Manwa were born there, met there, and didn't have plans to leave. Then the Syrian war happened.
Even in the schools, there wasn't security. In the middle of the day, there would be a bomb and someone would die. Maybe they would hit the schools. The area was not safe ever.
The dust from the explosions also made their daughter's asthma worse, and it was increasingly difficult and dangerous to get her treatment.
In the middle of the house, we would sit. We wouldn't let the kids leave, even to another room or the balcony. It was like that for a year, and then we went to Turkey.
They left the day after an explosive brought down the building across the street. In Turkey, they quickly started the refugee resettlement process. Over 2 years later, Aymad and his family were arriving in Lancaster, among 17 refugees to get to the city during the last month, and the last for the foreseeable future. Valentina Ross is resettlement coordinator at Church World Services office in Lancaster.
We don't have any other arrival scheduled. This is highly unusual for our program.
Some resettlement agencies elsewhere do have refugees scheduled to arrive in the coming weeks, but fewer refugees overall have been scheduled to travel to the U.S. recently in anticipation of this week's executive order and the reduced refugee admission ceiling to 50,000 people, half of what was planned this year, according to the Department of State. Resettlement agencies also might see a drop-off if they supported Cuban migrants who entered the United States under the wet-foot-dry-foot policy ended by former President Barack Obama just before he left office. Ross says there are two main issues.
Putting a halt, such a long halt, will definitely decimate the capacity of resettlement agencies to continue providing the same level of services. And, you know, having lowered the admission ceiling so much to 50,000 in the midst of the worst world refugee crisis that has ever existed.
The order says suspending resettlement is necessary for an in-depth review of the screening process. Right now, the screening takes between 1 and 3 years and involves at least half a dozen interviews, three separate fingerprint screenings, scrutiny of social media activity and travel patterns, among other things, by various intelligence and national security agencies. Not long after Aymad and Manwa finished the process and booked their trip to the U.S., the first travel ban was issued. Manwa says the ban inspired feelings that lingered even after it was lifted and they could arrive as planned.
I was very afraid of traveling here after Trump's decision, and I was surprised at my reception here. It was so good.
Aymad put it this way.
My God, I mean, the American people. Even when we arrived here in a small airport, there was such a nice welcoming group for us. Then I was so, like my wife said, afraid. But I was walking in the street, and I saw a sign which said, "It doesn't matter where you were born, it is enough that you are our neighbor."
Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.